神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad to be with you again today.
很高兴再次跟你在一起。
I want to give you a very simple truth in the beginning.
一开始我给你一个很简单的真理。
I think it's very interesting.
而且是很有趣的。
And actually very challenging.
而且是一种挑战。
Let me read something to you.
我给你念一段话。
All I really need to know I learned in kindergarten.
这样说，所有我需要知道的幼稚园里面，幼儿园里面我就学到了。
Isn't that quite a statement?
那这是不是啊非常精确的呢
？Of course, we haven't learned any of the read to write, the great facts of the world. No, we haven't learned that yet.
当然，在幼儿园里面、幼稚园里面呢，我们还没有学到真正的一些知识的这种深度，或者是读写的能力。
So why would anyone ever say that all I need to know I learned in kindergarten?
那为什么他说呢？所有他需要知道的都在幼稚园里面都学到的呢
？Let me see if I can show you in the rest of it what they're talking about.
那我要来跟你解释到底他在讲什么。
They said we share everything.
他们说在那里我们彼此分享所有的事情。
It said that they learn to play fair.
他们学习到怎么样一起玩耍。
They're taught not to hit people.
而且呢，老师教他们不可以打架。
They're drilled in putting things back where they took them from.
他们也学到怎么样把东西呢归回原位。
They take a nap every afternoon.
每一天都有下午的休息。
They're taught don't take things that aren't yours.
而且老师教他们别人东西你不能拿。
And then they learn when you go outside into the world, you watch out for the traffic.
而且学到说呢，出去路上的时候呢，要注意交通的这种安全。
You hold hands.
你要拉着大人的手。
And you stick together.
而且大家呢要聚在一起过马路。
Have you recognized yet what they're talking about?
那你有没有体会到说他们在讲这些是讲什么呢
？They're talking about our relationship skills.
事实上呢，讲到的就是说呢，跟人相处的这种关系的技巧。
Because once you learn that, then you can matriculate in life.
你一学到这些，你学到了，那一辈子就用处就无穷了。
So therefore, we should take from them.Do we know how to have relationships by these simple principles?
那我们就要问一问自己了，这些简单的这种人际关系的原则，我们真的有吗？
Let's look at the first one.
我们来看看第一个。
Share everything.
分享，对所有的事情分享。
Now, you might say, well, I can't do that.
或许你说我怎么可能呢？
But I believe you can.
事实上你是可以的。
Oh, I'm not saying you share your bank account or you share all of your clothes. No, I don't mean that.
我讲的不是你拥有的东西，像你的存款或你的衣服拿去分享，不是这个意思。
But in the area where you're dealing with people, you're sharing back and forth with each other. It's not mine, it's just mine, you can't have it. No, we learn how to share.
我讲的是当你跟人在一起的时候呢我们就有那种彼此的分享而不是只有说我要的而且是我的那是两个人或者是跟对方一起的来享用
There was a child once that was asked to give them what they think love is
有一次呢有人问他们说呢 问了孩子说呢，你们认为爱是什么呢？
Now here in America, children love French fries.
在美国的孩子很喜欢麦当劳里面的薯条。
Before they recognize any other store, they recognize McDonald's.
在他们还没有认识其他的商店以前呢，他们已经认识了麦当劳这样的一个素食店。
So this little child said, love is sharing your French fries with someone else and not expecting to get any back.
So 对这个很小的小孩子的对爱的体验认知呢，他就这样子回答，他说呢，所谓的爱就是呢，我可以给对方我的薯条，我最喜欢的薯条，但是我没有期待他要分他的给我。
You see, out of the mouths of babes, we can learn something.
所以从一个小小的孩子的口中，我们还是可以学习到东西的。
Life is not just give me, give me, I want, it's mine, I'm not giving it to anyone. That's not life.
生命不是只有去挣给我我要，而且呢不是什么都是你自己占有的，这个不是生命的一个原意。
That attitude will put you in a prison of your own making.
如果你有这种态度的话，你等于是把自己关在一个自己的监狱里面。
So let's learn to share.
让我们学习分享。
Share ideas at times.
把自己的理想分享给别人。
Share our good fortune with some of our friends.
有时候你有一些很好的可以分享给你的朋友。
But learn to have a sharing spirit.
不管怎么样，学习去分享，去给予。
Then the next thing they said was to play fair.
另外一个孩子的体验是说他们学到怎么样很公平的来玩耍。
They were taught that a game was a game, but that we must play it without cheating. We must be fair to each side in life.
在彼此玩游戏的时候呢，要按着规矩，很非常公平，非常诚实的来玩这个游戏。
Do you play fair with your wife?
你跟你的太太彼此是不是这样子这种很公平的在彼此对待呢？
How about you? Do you play fair with your husband?
那太太跟先生呢？
Do you cheat on them?
有没有欺骗呢？
Do you try to get everything you can from them?
是不是一直在为自己挣利益呢？
Some men feel like they don't have to do anything.
有的人呢，他们认为说我什么都不用做。
But their wives work hard, and that means you're not playing fair with her.
比如说呢，如果妻子很辛苦的在做一些事情，然后先生觉得自己都不用做的话，那这样就是一种不公平的一种对待。
In life, as we work, are we fair where we're working?
当我们工作的时候，我们是不是真的是一个很公正、很公平的一个工作态度呢？
If you have a business...
你有个事业。
Are you treating your employees fairly?
你对你的下面的雇员对待的公不公平呢？
Are you being honest with them?
你对他们诚实吗？
Are you treating them as you would like to be treated?
你是不是用那种别人对待你的期待来对待他们呢？
But you say, really, I have a business and I've got to get the most out of it that I can, so I can't give in to my employees.
或许你说呢，我是老板，然后呢，当然我要的就是利益，我怎么可以这样来对待我的员工？
It's not giving in to your employees. It's treating them as you would want to be treated.
你说我不能这样来，好像让步，事实上我讲的不是让步给你的员工，而是呢，好好的对待你的员工。
It means making an atmosphere in your business where people feel comfortable and able to do their very best.
制造一个让对方这些员工觉得非常舒服很乐意的一个环境，让他们可以尽力而做。
The next thing people learn in kindergarten is don't hit people.
另外一个在幼儿园里面可以学到的就是呢，不要打架，不要打对方。
You may say, well, I've never hurt and hit anyone physically.
或许你说呢，我从来没有去打人啊。
But there's other ways of doing that.
但是呢，打的意思不是只有用身体来打。
By ruining their reputation.
有时候呢，是去毁了人家的名誉。
By trying to get them to fail or become a failure.
有时候呢，我们希望对方或者是用方法让对方失败，成为一个失败者。
And then, of course, even in the physical way, we're not to hit one another.
当然，在肉体方面、身体上面，更不能去对对方动手动脚。
There's nothing to gain out of physical force.
在这种身体上的这种打架呢，实在是绝对得不到什么的。
Now the next little principle they learned was put things back where you found them.
另外一个幼稚园里面所教的就是呢，你东西拿出来要归回原位。
Now what does this mean?
那这什么意思呢？
It means that I am a person that is very, very organized. A person that knows what they're doing.They take up things, they put it back where it belongs, they keep a very tidy, element around them, and also they are very, very organized in life. It's a very important principle.
把东西归回原位，就是代表一个人非常的有系统，他能够组织，他把事情呢弄得非常的整齐，非常的清楚。那这个呢，对我们的人生是很重要的一个原则。
And so you see, as I learn these principles, and now you can sort of understand why this person said, I learned all that I really need for relations, and even partly to be a success in kindergarten.
这样子我一解释，你就明白了为什么这个人说，我所有该学的、该知道的都在幼稚园里面都已经学到了。因为呢，这个包括了人跟人的人际关系，也包括我成功的一些要诀，所有的我该需要的生活须知原则，我都可以应用。
And they learn to take a nap every afternoon.
接下去我们听到说他们呢在幼稚园里面学到说呢中午这个阶段呢或者是中间呢有一个休息的时候。
Can I put it this way? They learned how to relax.
可不可以这样子换过来说呢就好像说他们懂得怎么样放松。
They learned how to stop.
他们懂得怎么样能够停下来。
Refresh themselves before they go on.
让他们有一点这种重新的好像充电一样然后再继续。
They learned a way not to live under stress.
他们懂得怎么样不要在这种压力下面来生活。
My friends, this is a very important lesson.
这是很重要的一个功课。
Oh, you say, I can't take a nap in the afternoon.
或许你说我没有办法睡午觉的。
I'm talking about the principle behind this.
我讲的不是说一定要睡午觉，而是后面的背后的原则。
Learning how to stop in life and relax.
学习在你的人生的路程当中呢，停下来，休息，放松一下。
We have a saying, learn how to smell the flowers as you walk by.
我们的说法是这样子的，就说呢，你在走过一段路的时候呢，学习怎么样去闻到花香。
As I said, this is one of the very important lessons in life that you can learn how to keep yourself from the problems of sickness, nervousness, depression, anxiety, and on physically and mentally by learning how to stop and refresh yourselves.
这个就是我所讲的，包括你的精神或者是肉体，不管是健康方面，或者是你的啊，这关于到我们的那种紧张啦、焦虑啦、忧郁方面呢，我们都可以避免，因为我们学到怎么样可以停下来，然后放松自己。
Now, the next thing they taught them was this, when you go outside into the world, you watch for the traffic.
另外一点，他们教孩子们就说呢，你到路上的时候，你对于交通的安全你要小心。
There is a principle of trying and practicing safety in your life.
这个意思是说呢，在你的生活当中，你要学习怎么样来保护自己可以安全。
You watch out for those things that may hurt you.
那些会伤害你的，你要小心。
You watch out for those things that can cause you grief.
那些会让你难过的、伤心的，你要避免。
You're careful not to get run over in life.
对于那些会冲击你的一些外来的因素呢，你要警觉。
They taught them.Hold hands with someone else.
老师还教他们说呢，要拉着别人的手。
What a good principle.
这个非常好的一个原则。
Not to face life by yourself.
不要自己去面对人生，不要孤独的去面对人生。
Not to mistrust people.
不要不信任人家。
Maybe you've been hurt, but you can learn. I can find another's whose hands I can hold and we can go together through this.
即使你被伤害过，你还是可以再找另外一个你可以依赖信任的人，跟他一起啊，手携手的来走过你的人生。
No man is an island.
没有一个人是可以独立生存的。
It's a very lonely experience, a very hurting experience when you go alone.
如果你是一个完全是一个人孤立在过人生的话，那是一个很非常让你觉得很受伤害的一种生命方式。
The Bible tells us to be a friend, we have to be friendly.
在圣经上告诉我们说呢，如果我们要有朋友，我们本身需要成为别人的朋友。
I don't have to be alone.
我不需要独处的，我不需要孤单的。
Can you learn to encourage people as you go along?
难道你不能用些话语去鼓励别人吗？
Sometimes when I go to a store or a drive-in, I'll look at the person, I'll say, you're really tired, aren't you?
有时候我去买东西的时候呢，我看到有雇员在那里，我会跟他问一句说呢，你看起来很累是不是？
And they say, yeah, I'm really tired.
对方就跟我说，是的，我累了。
I feel that that helps a person.
有时候这样一句问候的话，对方都会给他一些帮助的。
Because I wasn't just giving them money and running out, I was actually touching that person.
我不是只有给这个商店的这些人呢，给他们钱，跟他们交易而已，而且我用话语来跟他们有接触。
Don't go through life without touching others.
不要经过你的每一天而不去接触到别人。
And then they taught them to stick together.
然后老师教孩子们说呢，大家要在一起，聚在一起。
This is wonderful to remember in your family.
在你的家庭里面是一个很重要你要记得的。
My loyalty means I stick together with them.
你整个的忠诚是跟你的家人大家一起能够团结在一起。
We may have some rough places.
或许有时候呢会有难处的那种难境。
But we still stick together.
但是仍然大家是凝聚在一起的。
Maybe this is at your job.
或许在你的工作当中也是一样。
A friend of mine told me she had a very rough time lately.
有一个朋友告诉我说最近呢他的时间呢过得很难，有难处很多。
That the newspapers had taken something she said out of context and it came back on her department head.
因为呢这个新闻方面呢拿了他讲的，就是好像采取他讲的一些话，然后反过来打击他工作的这个单位。
Her department head took the blame.
因为这样呢，这个单位的领导就需要来背这个责任。
Her department head stuck together with her employee.
所以就看到这个领导跟他自己的雇员们是凝聚在一起的。
She didn't blame her and then fire her. She stood behind her employee.
这个领导并没有责备这个做错事的雇员，他反而为他来背这个责任，他愿意跟他们凝聚在一起。
You see, these keys in life apply to our home, our business, everywhere we go, these simple little truths that are taught to kindergartners is what helps the relational part of this old world to keep steady.
我们可以看到这些很简单的原则在幼稚园所学到的这些呢，都可以在我们以后的人生里面，让我们在我们的关系上面各方面都能够应用。
Maybe you say, maybe I better go back to kindergarten.
或许我这么一讲，你就说，那我最好再回去幼稚园学习吧。
But I hope these have helped you.
我希望这些可以对你有帮助。
I want to talk a little bit about our tongue.
我要谈一些关于我们的这个舌头讲话的事。
The Bible says it's just a little member.
圣经上提到说呢，这个舌头是一个小小的器官。
But it can kindle great fires.
却可以引起大火。
And I'm sure all of you know what I mean by what somebody says can really wreck and ruin situations.
我想我们大家都明白这句话的意思，有时候呢几句话而已就可以毁掉一个人，或者是呢可以破坏大事。
You know, someone has said a careless word, a word that we didn't think about, a word that we just dropped, something that maybe will hurt the person that's there or make them feel badly. A careless word may kindle strife, may end up with the two of you having bad feelings.
就比如说呢，一句你不经过脑筋讲的，就是不小心讲出来的话，有时候都会破坏两个人的关系，会引起争端。这样子的话，事实上这种话是很有伤害性的。
A cruel word, words that are made to hurt, words that are made to cut, and sometimes words that will hurt a person's influence may wreck a life.
一句冷酷刺伤的话，有时候会影响到一个人，甚至毁了他后面的人生。
Then there are the bitter words.
还有苦毒的话。
Bitter words are words that bring hate to the heart.
所谓的苦毒的话，就是把那种恨，那种恼恨传给别人。
It throws out your hatred to that person.
把你的恼恨，把它用借着话语呢，传到对方的身上。
It ruins the relationships.
会毁掉彼此的关系。
And it brings hate to the heart of the other also.
也会带给对方，也引起他心里面的这种恨。
A brutal word that comes when anger, that's almost to the place of wrath, where you want to almost kill the person. That brutal word will hurt and it will kill any relationship that you had with that person.
有时候会讲那种很残忍，那种粗鲁野蛮的话，是来自于心里面的生气，那种恼怒。所以呢，这样的话呢，会伤害到彼此的关系。
Now, the tongue doesn't have to say those kind of words. There are other words that can edify and help people.
我们的舌头，我们的讲话，不一定要讲这些话。反过来呢，我们可以讲一些造就人的话。
A gracious word.
恩慈的话。
It's a word that can smooth the way for another person.
可以为对方好像去滋润他的话。
Maybe there's some kind of business you have to go to. Maybe you have to go to the hospital. I don't know where it is, but when you meet a person that gives you a smile and a very gracious word, it helps you as you have to do your business there.
比如说呢，你要去办一件你自己的事情，或许你去到医院去好了，那有人就对你讲一句很仁慈的话的时候呢，给你一个微笑，然后呢讲几句很仁慈的话的时候呢，会给你带来很温馨的感觉。
They make you feel at ease.
让你觉得好像一切都很容易了。
It makes you feel like the person cares about you, that you're not just another number.
也让你感受到你不是只有在排队在等候的一个人，而是呢对对方的关心。
The Bible calls this is a word that is seasoned with grace.
圣经上说呢，这种话呢就好像带着那种调味的味道的话。
That beautiful attitude that of grace that seems to care about everyone and doesn't put anyone down.
这种恩慈是一种对对方的关心，然后没有去轻视他，没有去低贬他。
Then we have a joyous word.
另外一个是那种让我们愉悦的话，很高兴的。
Have you ever met the person that seemed when they came in, they brought joy with them?
你们碰过一种人呢，一进来就带给你那种欢欣的感觉。
Actually, a joyful word makes your day lighter.
有时候呢，这种欢愉，这种很让你欢笑的话呢，会让你一天下来都非常的高兴。
I had an aunt one time that was very joyful.
我有一个，曾经有一个阿姨呢，她是一个很欢欣，很欢愉的一个人。
She would tell me stories and I would laugh with her.
她总是呢，讲那种故事给我听，讲的让我都笑了。
There was something very special about her to me.
对我来讲，她是很特别的一个人。
Because she would lift my day with those joyful words.
她用那些她的欢愉的话来点缀我的一天。
And then there are words that are spoken just when the other person needs it.
有些话呢是很适当的，刚好是对方需要的。
And it lessens their strife and their tension.
这么一句话让对方减低了他们的压力、紧张或者是他们的挣扎。
And one of the last words that I want to talk about are loving words.
最后一种说话呢，就是一种有慈爱的话。
Words that expresses the person's care.
这种话表达的关心。
These loving words really mean something. They're really real to the person's heart.
对这样的人，这些很慈爱、慈祥的话，对他们是很有意义的。
And they are words that bless them.
那这是可以祝福他们的话。
You know, it's really sad for millions of human beings who would give to a dog nicer words, more affection than they give to a human being.
千千万的人可以对一只狗，一只可爱的小狗讲很甜蜜的话，可是却没有办法对人讲这种话。你不觉得这实在是很遗憾的事吗？
And I think that needs examining in the lives of people who cannot express love to a human being but can overexpress it to a dog.
对一个人可以对于这种狗讲那么甜蜜的话，而却没有办法对人表达这种话的时候，这样的人可能要自我检查一下。
I want you to think a little bit about this.I want you to recognize some of the things that I have told you today.
今天我要你好好的思想我今天跟你谈过的这些事情。
I want you to see that the strand that is running through all of this is the strand that we learn how to care for people.
我们要学到怎么样去关心对方别人。
That we have learned how not to be selfish.
我们要学习到怎么样不自我中心。
But how to reach out.In true love.
而且可以让我们的爱真正真诚的爱可以让它流露出去。
There's someone else who reached out for the world in love.
很多人他们用爱在触动外面的人。
The word of God said he so loved you and I that he sent his only son.
就像神自己说他那么的爱我们世界上的人差遣他自己的儿子给我们。
When Jesus spoke to people,It had an effect on them.
当耶稣对人说话的时候，总是带着很大的果效。
They knew immediately he wasn't like other men.
马上你就可以知道他跟别的人不一样。
His word many times brought joy to the heart.
他的话带给我们喜乐。
Many times comfort to their lives.
安慰我们的人生。
Even healing to their body.
甚至呢，医治了人的身体。
You see, that one that loves us so much would like to do that for each one of us.
你看，这一位神那么爱我们，所以他愿意为我们每一个人来做这样的事情。
He knows how hard it is in the world we live.
他明白说我们在这个世界上活着有时候是很难的。
He knew what it was to be hated. He knew what it was to be rejected. He knew what it was to have people hate him.
神的儿子到世上来经历过他知道什么是那种被憎恶被弃绝的这样的感受
There was a woman that came to see me one day A very beautiful woman
有一次有一个很美丽的一个妇女来看我
She had a good business
她有一个很好的工作
But her heart was broken She had a broken home She felt very much alone
但是因为她的家里面的这种关系破裂呢她心里面很孤单她的心里面也很伤心
I told her about how much Jesus cared and how much he wants to be with her and to love her.
我就跟她说到耶稣，耶稣非常的爱她，而且很愿意跟她在一起，很愿意关心她。
She accepted him.
她接受了。
As her savior.
她接受耶稣成为她的救主。
The next year I saw her. She said to me, I've had a rough year, but I've not been alone. It's been a good year because Jesus has been with me.
当我在见到他的隔年在见他的时候呢他说呢那一年虽然很困难但是呢他有耶稣跟他在一起他说那是一个很好的一年因为耶稣的缘故
God bless you
神赐福给你
And turn to the one that can really help you
但愿你可以转向那一位可以帮助你的这一位神
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省 高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。